Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We've been talking a lot of big-picture quarterback stuff today. And I think it's, unfortunately, and I know people say, how do you stomach talking about the quarterback all the time?
I think it's the number one question we get about doing
this
job.
Well, we do, don't we?
Out in the wild.
It used to be Browns. Now it's specific quarterback.
Yeah.
And it's this. It's still fascinating.
Yep. There's no answer.
There's no clear-cut answer yet.
Right.
Now, I don't even know if we'd have the answer had Dylan Gabriel been the starter at the beginning of the year and played all year. I don't know if we'd have the answer if Shadur was the starter at the beginning of the year and he played all year. Or if Kenny Pickett was. Because you brought in four options that you thought, on all four.
There have only been, about four times since 99. I'm doing this off the top of my head, so if I'm wrong, please correct me wherever you can get a hold of me. There's only been about four times since this team came back in 1999 that you were like, yeah, that's the quarterback going into the season. Tim Couch, you saw him.
Yep. And Baker Mayfield.
Baker, so that's two of them. I would say after the 10-7 or 10-6 Derek Anderson season,
you thought Derek was the guy. Derek went to a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you felt pretty good about bringing
and
that guy back.
And was pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then that went south fast.
And Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Maybe five if you say the one year they brought in Jeff Garcia and we all knew that Jeff Garcia was going to be the quarterback that year. Maybe five.
That year. Yeah.
You know, and that might be the only times you've truly had stability at the quarterback position going into an offseason.
I just think, and again, after we hear from Shadur, we're going to talk about the college guys coming out because I was convinced, Dan was convinced.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think we were all convinced that, okay, that trade with Jacksonville means you're taking a quarterback. That landscape has changed and changed severely. And we're going to discuss that coming up. Anthony's in Elyria, home of the Pioneers. What's up, Anthony?
How are you, Anthony?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Well.
Well, good. I just want to chime in. I had listened to the last quarter, and he was saying he made a comment about the pros and the cons of having Deshaun Watson on the roster.
Yeah.
And I would like to say I kind of agree with him, and I'll tell you why. Even though regardless of what people feel about Deshaun as an individual, human being, and the way he played for us, this guy at one time was a top three NFL quarterback. I think you remember when they were just trying to decide who was better, him or Mahomes. But with that being said, he's a valuable addition to the quarterback room. Obviously, what I've been hearing is him and Shadur get along. He and Shadur get along great. He can give him some great, that veteran leadership behind the scenes that we don't necessarily see on game day. So that's why Deshaun is valuable. And then if he had to play, he'd probably help you now in the backup role, and then they could either bring in another veteran or develop Dylan. So I like the idea that he's still on this roster because if nothing else, he can be that veteran voice in the locker room, in the quarterback room that can help out.
All right.
What do you guys think?
I personally would cut him, move on, and get his locker completely out of there. And the reason that I say it that way is I know it is a massive cap hit. I just think, A, this team needs to close the book. The chapter needs to be closed. You need to write the end of the whole thing and get it out. It, to me, feels like Emmanuel Clase, and it feels like Luis Ortiz when they clean those lockers out.
I understand that.
You need to get the swing and the miss out the door.
I understand that completely.
That's part one. Okay. Part two of it, if I were to tell you that in the last, you wanted to have a quarterback in here, that in the last 10 years, tore both of his ACLs, tore his Achilles twice, and had a shoulder surgery that quarterbacks typically do not have. I don't think you would want that guy on your roster.
All right. I'll
especially as a starter.
Let me
and
let
that's me, Deshaun Watson.
Let me kick back on you.
Sure.
Until I see that those injuries have affected him to the point now that he's had a chance to sit and let it all heal up where he can't play anymore, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he's going to be healthy enough to go. We might find very quickly that he's not. But he's here. He's under contract. Let's assume that he's healthy. Okay? Let's just assume sure. that. Your points are right on the money. I mean, the guy's been beat up.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
That's bad. Let's see if he's been able to heal up and can actually function as he used to or close to what he used to. Here's the one point, though. We've heard from Kevin. We've heard from Shadur. Boy, he's been terrific. Deshaun's great. He's been the mentor. He's been a great in the room and all that stuff. We've heard that, have we not?
I mean, we have, but I'm pretty
okay,
sure.
Stop. We have. Now let me take it to a different level. You know why we've heard it? Because he can't play.
And it's also the Browns.
He can't play this year. Do you think Deshaun Watson thinks he's anybody's backup quarterback? Do you think that? I don't think there's any way that this guy thinks he's anybody's backup. And guess what? He shouldn't think that.
No.
He shouldn't think that.
Because if you think that, what that means is that you think you should be out of the league.
Exactly. He's making big money. He's made big money. If he's healthy, you know he thinks he's the man.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I want him to think he's the man. Is he the same guy then if whoever's coaching this team or whatever says, yeah, hey, Deshaun, you're going to be the backup? Does he become the boy, he's just a great guy in the room.
But
I'd almost be mad at him if he was.
It's also Kevin Stefanski, though. Like,
well, now it is.
If you,
we'll see.
But, I mean, you're talking about all the different things that are said of Deshaun Watson. Like, if you needed a cover letter written about you, I would ask Kevin Stefanski to write it for you.
And I don't even know Kevin.
Because that guy would be like, Jeff Phelps shows up every single day, works hard, we love what he's able to bring to the room.
How am I trending?
He comes on the phone call every day, knows exactly what he wants to do. He's well-prepared, he's well-rehearsed. We're very impressed with what he has been able to bring not only to us, but to his teammates.
How am I trending?
He would write that up for you, and he'd be like, damn, that's a pretty good cover letter. Okay, I can live
my trending
this.
Okay?
You're appropriate.
All right, good.
Appropriately.
Good. That's what I want to know.
Not too high, not too low.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Kevin Stefanski generic answer. I have never heard Kevin Stefanski walk up to the podium and say the words, this guy's a bum. I don't know why the hell he's here. He doesn't want to be here. That doesn't happen.
Oh, now you haven't, have you? Shadur's press conference is coming up. Chuck's in Detroit, Motor City. What's up, Chuck?
All right, Chuck, you need Kevin Stefanski to write your resume.
Never been to Detroit. I'm actually in Beachwood, but I want to go one day.
Why does it say Detroit on my screen?
It'd probably be just some miscommunication.
My bad. I thought that's
what
it said.
My phone's not the most valuable phone. It's pretty cheap.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, this is something I do want to say. You know, you guys remember the movie The Matrix.
Quite well.
He had Neo. He didn't know who he was. He didn't believe himself until he got Morpheus. So you need to get ahead of the whole regime that galvanizes the guy. Kevin Stefanski does not do that. You know, he holds nobody accountable, so that enables a lot of bad play out on the field. If I know I can have my job no matter what, I'll basically go out to do. I mean, look at Jerry Jeudy. Prime example in the Broncos, he got benched. You know, forget the first-round talent, he got benched. We go and get this guy think it was $14 million.
17.
And then you get, then look what he does with your rookie quarterback. So toxic when you have a great rookie class. You don't want to have veterans that are toxic, you know. So I think it's a culture thing, and we do need a new head. Now, just real fast, speaking about Shadur, he got elite traits that I don't think we can look past. I mean, it's kind of on the Browns to develop him. We've seen what we've seen out of Gabriel. Everybody really pretty much agrees Gabriel has – I think he reached his ceiling. I mean, I think he could be a great backup. But with Shadur, we can't let the Browns off the hook on developing what we see. What do you guys think?
All right, Chuck, thank you for the phone call from Beachwood.
Okay.
From Detroit.
So this is another can of worms. Jeff, do you believe when the Cleveland Browns brought in, we're not doing the quarterback competition because that was, I don't feel like going down that road.
Yeah, it turned out to not be a real deal.
Do you believe it is possible for a quarterback to be able to get better inside of a building without playing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I also agree.
Ask Jordan Love.
That is something that I think a lot of people do not believe around here, is that it is possible for Shadur Sanders to sit down with a coaching staff, quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, be able to put some stuff on practice film, and then be able to review that practice film and figure out how to better his footwork, better his ability to read, better his ability to see things and all of that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.